This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel, and good morning, everyone. Michigan Democratic Party officials say they are hopeful that an agreement to hold a do-over primary will happen sometime today. Senator Barack Obama, who was not on the Michigan ballot, says his campaign will go along with the deal that includes a method of fair distribution of the delegates.
We should come up with a system that is fair to all the parties involved, and that we will obey the rules that the DNC comes up with.
Senator Barack Obama talking with NPR. Michigan and Florida delegates have been excluded from the Democratic convention because their states defied national party rules on holding early primaries. The House of Representatives debated the Democratic eavesdropping measure yesterday in private, the first time in 25 years they've done that. Republicans asked for the privacy so they could have what they called an honest debate about the measure. President Bush says he will veto it in its current version because it excludes retroactive immunity from prosecution for telecom companies that may have helped the government eavesdrop on customers. President Bush is talking about the economy today. He'll speak at the New York Economic Club. The speech is expected to be an optimistic one, despite many economists' belief that the country is in the middle of a mild recession. The administration has been urging people to have confidence in long-term future of the economy. The president is expected to say that the benefits of the tax relief and economic stimulus package should be felt soon. Astronauts at the International Space Station are back inside after a 7-hour spacewalk. They were attaching 11-foot arms to a robot named Dexter. Dexter will be used for future construction work. They had a few problems with the power at first, so NASA is beaming up a software patch that they hope will fix the problem. The spacewalk is the first of 5 planned for Endeavour's mission. And what is considered the Olympics of cheese wrapped up in Madison, Wisconsin. Nearly 2,000 entrants from 20 nations competed in the World Championship Cheese Contest. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
The Swiss took top honors at the biennial events in 2006, and they were back again this round. But instead of a massive wheel of holy nutty Emmentaler, the gold medal champion this time was
the Gruyere, made by Michael Spiker at Kasserei Frienzenhaus in Wassen, Switzerland.
The Gruyere narrowly beat a Gorgonzola from Italy, and another contestant from Switzerland, a rinded cheese. An international panel of judges spent 3 days sampling thousands of contestants. Among them was Rob Kaufelt of Murray's Cheese Shop in New York City. He says he already carries all 3 winners in his shop.
But many of the others we will be bringing in. We're particularly interested in the cheeses coming out of Wisconsin these days.
Organizers say winners enjoy a huge marketing and branding advantage in the industry, while dealers get to network and shop for new products.
Brian Bull reporting from Madison, Wisconsin. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You know, I think, Rachel, the line of the day is the Gorgonzola barely beat out the Gruyere. No, the Gruyere barely beat out the Gorgonzola. Yes.
How do I get assigned to that story? That is so awesome. Yeah. I want to go to the Cheese Olympics next year. Thanks,
right.
Matt.
You're welcome.